Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome back to another episode of Mystery Frequency, where classic stories are waiting to be heard once more. You can reach out through my email at mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com, my social media at mysteryfreak, F-R-E-Q on Twitter, Mystery Frequency on Instagram, and I also have links to my website and store. All those can be found in the description. And if you enjoyed this podcast, it would be great if you could follow, review, and leave a rating. The higher the rating, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and enjoy these great stories. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
The 16th, 17th, and 18th. Yes, and if you'd be so good as to confirm by letter, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Have you made up the bill for room 12, Basil?
No, I haven't yet, no.
Well, they're in a hurry. Polly says they didn't get their alarm call. And Basil, please get that picture up. It's been there for a week.
It's been there since Monday, Sybil. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Good morning.
Friday, Manuel, there is too much butter on those trays. There is too much butter on those trays.
No, 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 senor.
What?
Not on those trays. No, sir. Uno, dos, tres.
No. I'm mucho burro ali.
Okay?
I'm mucho burro ali.
Ah, mantequilla.
What?
Okay? Mantequilla. Burro is e-o.
Burro.
Burro.
Manuel, por favor,
si, 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 si.
Nothing, dear, I'm just dealing with it.
You speak good, how you say?
English.
Mantequilla. Solamente dos.
Dos.
Well, don't look at me. You're the one who's supposed to be able to speak it.
So, two pieces. Two each. Arriba, arriba.
Si, senor.
I don't know why he wanted to hire him, Basil.
Because he's cheap and keen to learn, dear, in this day and age.
But why did you say you could speak the language?
I learned classical Spanish, not the strange dialect he seems to have picked up.
He's a trainer monkey. Morning, Miss Gatsby. Morning, Miss Tim.
Good morning. Good morning.
Basil.
Yes, dear?
Are you going to hang the picture?
Yes, I am, dear. Yes.
Well,
Well, when I've...
Hmm? Well, why didn't you do it now?
Well, I'm doing this, dear. I'm doing the menu.
Well, you've got all morning to do the menu. Why don't you hang the picture now? Well?
Yes, all right. I will do the menu. I don't think you realise how long it takes to do the menu. But no, it doesn't matter. I'll hang the picture now. And if the menus are late for lunch, it doesn't matter. The guests can all come and look at the picture until they are ready, right?
Lower. Lower. Up a bit.
There. Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. I don't know where I'd be without you. Out of the living, probably. Yes?
Could we have our bill, please?
Well, can you wait a minute?
Well, I'm afraid we're a bit late for our train. We didn't get our alarm call.
Right! I'm on time, you know. You'll have staff problems. I'm so sorry it's all done by magic.
Basil, are you doing the menu?
No, I'm not doing the menu, dear. I'm doing the bill for these charming people who are in a hurry.
I'm sorry to cause all this trouble, but the reason we're late is we didn't get our alarm call.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Basil, where didn't they get their alarm call?
Because I forgot. I am so sorry, I'm not perfect. There you are. There's the bill. Perhaps you'd pay my wife. I have to put the picture up. There aren't any dustbins to be cleaned out.
Newspapers! Don't forget the picture, Basil.
I won't, dear. Leave it to me.
I'm going out now. I expect it to be out when I come back.
Drive carefully, dear. Good morning, Major.
Morning, Voldemort.
I do apologize for the tardiness of the arrival of your newspaper this morning, Major. I will speak to them again, see if something can be done.
Ah, more strikes. Dustman, post office.
Oh, it makes me want to cry, doesn't it? Oh. What's happened to the old idea of doing something for your fellow man? Of service. I mean, today, people just...
Yes, I'm coming. Wait a moment.
They treat you like dirt, you know. Of course, it's pure ignorance. With a class of guests.
Ah, Dolly Bear, I made 100.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Good for him. Good old Dolly. Well. Ah, thank you, boy.
We'll only stay until Sunday.
Right, thank you.
And Mr. Foldy, he take coffee and piece of toast into office and sit down for rest.
I thought you were going out, dear.
What's this?
I decided, Sybil, to advertise.
How much did it cost?
Oh, I have 15.
40.
40?
I have told you where we advertise.
Sybil, I know the hotel business.
No, you don't, Basil.
Sybil, we've got to try and attract a better class of person.
Why?
Well, we're losing tone.
You're making money.
Yes, yes.
Just?
Yes, but now we can try and build up a higher class of clientele. Turn away some of that riffraff.
So long as they pay their bills, Basil.
Isn't all that matters to you, Sybil? Money!
This advertisement is a waste of £40.
One moment, please. Well?
Well?
My dear woman, Sir Richard and Lady Morris arriving this evening for 2 nights. You see, they saw our advertisement in Country Life.
I wish they were staying a week.
Well, so do I.
Might pay for the ad, then.
Sybil, look, if we can attract this class of customer, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Basil, 22 rooms is the limit.
I mean, have you seen the people in room 6? They've never even sat on chairs before. They're the commonest, vulgarest, most... Hello. Got a room? I beg your pardon? Got a room for tonight, mate? I shall have to see, sir. A single?
Yeah. No, make it a double. I feel lucky today.
Hello.
Good morning.
Only joking.
No, we haven't. What? Haven't got any rooms. Good day.
Number 7 is free, Basil.
What? No, Mr. Tone is in number 7, dear.
No, he left while you were putting the picture up, Basil. You had luggage, sir?
Just one case. In the car. The white sports.
Fill this in, would you, sir?
If you can.
Hope you enjoy your stay, Mr. Brown.
Manuel, would you fetch this gentleman's case from the car outside, take to room 7?
He's not easy for me.
What?
He's not easy for me, entender.
Ah, it's not easy for you to understand. Manuel, we're training him. He's from Barcelona. In Spain. La valisa, en el auto bianco sportif,
E alla sala siete, por favor.
Pronto? It's impossible. What? It's impossible.
It's perfectly simple.
Manuel, si va, si busca mi equipaje, qui este en el automóvil blanco, y lo trae a la sala número 7.
Señor, habla español.
Oh, solo un poco, lo siento. No. Pero he olvidado mucho.
No, señor, habla muy bien, muy, muy bien, formidable.
Gracias, gracias.
Lo voy a coger ahora.
Well, if there's anything else, I'm sure Manuel will be able to tell you. As you seem to get on so well together.
Keith!
I take Mr. Johnston to his room and Señor Fawlty sit down again.
Oh dear, just doing the picture.
Don't forget the menu.
I beg your pardon?
Don't forget the menu.
Well, I thought you said you want... Right, I'll do the menu.
You could have had them both done by now if you hadn't spent the whole morning skulking in there listening to that racket.
The racket? That's Brahms! Brahms' third racket! Morning.
Two bars.
Ready to order?
Yeah. What's a grail frit?
Grapefruit.
Oh. And crane pot rouge.
A Portuguese tomato soup.
I'll have the grail frit. Now, bomb carousel. Lamb?
Casserole.
Oh, sounds good. Does it come with a smile?
Comes with sprouts or carrots.
Oh, smile's extra, is it?
You'll get one if you eat up all your sprouts.
Waiter! I beg your pardon?
Oh, hello. Can I have some wine, please?
The waiter is busy, sir, but I will bring you the carte de vin when I have finished attending to this gentleman.
Oh, fine. No hurry.
Oh, good. How nice. How good. I trust the beer is to your satisfaction, sir?
Yeah.
Fine. Ah, good. May I wish you bon appetit.
Thank you.
Manuel? Would you fetch the wine list, please?
Si, senor.
The wine list.
Si?
The what?
Vino.
Senor.
No.
The list.
There, the list. The list there. The fence.
Have you got half a bottle of the Beaujolais?
Yes.
Oh, fine.
Sorry about that.
No, I like a bit of cabaret. You left your sketch.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's very good. Do you sell any?
Enough to keep me in waitressing.
Oh. One half bottle of Beaujolais. Come on.
Someone at reception, dear.
Yes.
Well, I was wondering if you could offer me accommodation for a few nights.
Well, have you booked?
I'm sorry.
Have you booked?
I know.
Oh, dear.
Why, are you full?
No, we're not full.
Full?
Of course we're not full.
Well, I'd like
One moment, please. Yes?
Single room.
Your name, please. Could I have your name?
Mel.
One second, please. Hello? Ah, yes, Mr. O'Reilly. Well, it's perfectly simple. When I asked you to build me a wall, I was rather hoping that instead of just dumping the bricks in a pile, you might have found time to cement them together, you know, in the traditional fashion. Could you fill it in, please? Oh, splendid. Ah, yes. But when, Mr. O'Reilly?
There.
Yes, but when? Yes. The flu. Yes. Both names, please. Yes, I should have guessed, Mr. O'Reilly, out of the potato famine, I suppose.
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
Would you put both your names, please? Well, will you give me a date?
Yeah, I only use one.
You don't have a first name.
You know, I'm Lord Melby, so I simply sign Melby.
Go away.
I'm so sorry to... apologize.
Is there something, anything that I can do for you? Anything?
Well, I have filled this in.
Oh, please don't bother with that. Now, a room, a special room, a single, a double, a suite? Well, we don't have any suites, but we have some beautiful doubles.
Oh, no, just a single.
Just a single, absolutely. How very wise, if I may say so, Your Honor.
Yeah, with a bath?
Oh, naturally. Naturellement.
Well, I shall be staying for one or two nights.
Oh, please. Manuel! Well, it's rather grey today, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is rather.
Yes, of course, usually down here it's quite beautiful. Today is a real old, rotter. Manuel! Still, he's good for the week.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Oh, yes, I hear it's coming on wonderfully at the moment. Ah, thank God. Oh, I love the wheat. Oh, there's no sight like a field of wheat waving in the... Manuel! Well, how are you? I mean, if it's not a personal question... Well, it is a personal... But Lord Bellamy, let me get your cases.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Just outside.
Thank you
so
much. May I introduce my wife?
Yes, we have, miss.
Ah, my wife. May I introduce his lordship?
Thank you, Basil. We've sorted it out now.
Splendid.
And I wonder, could I deposit this case with you? It's just a few valuables.
Valuables? Of course. Please, let me take it now. I'll have it put in the safe straight away. Sybil, would you put this in the safe, please?
I'm just off to the kitchens, Basil.
Yes, but if you're too busy.
Not to mention, Lord Melbury, hope you enjoy yourself.
Thank you, sir.
I'll do it then, and I'll do the picture. I'll put this away in one moment, Your Lord. And Manuel, would you take these cases to room 21?
Okay.
Take to room 21.
No entender.
Prende las casas. No, it doesn't matter. I'll do it. Thank you, Manuel. Oh, I think then. No. Wait. In there. Don't wait in there. Don't be a waiter. In there. I do apologize, Your Lordship. I'm afraid he's only just joined us. Quicker to train a monkey. Do please follow me. I mean, if you're ready, there's no hurry.
Oh, yes, no, fine.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. Would you mind moving to that table? Can I ask you please to move to that table over there? I'm so sorry to trouble you.
We are
quite close. This is Lord Melbury's table, you see.
What?
Lord Melbury, when he stays with us, he always sits at this table.
Why did they put us here?
An oversight on my wife's part. I'm so sorry. He's only just arrived, you see. Would you mind, Polly? Would you help these people? Come on.
Thank you.
Lord Melbury, do please come this way, Your Lordship. I have your table over here by the window, as usual.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Oh my God!
It's terrible. Get on with your meals.
Thank you so much. Lord Melbury, I really must...
Oh, no, please, think nothing of it.
Oh, but it was...
No. Smallest of accidents could have occurred anywhere.
Yes, but I mean... If...
No, I've forgotten all about it.
Well, that's most unusual, really. Your Lordship, would you allow me to offer you dinner here tonight as our guest?
Oh, that's extremely kind of you. Unfortunately, I have an engagement tonight.
Oh,
actually, there is one thing.
Good.
I was wondering, can you cash me a small check? I'm playing golf this afternoon.
Oh, delighted.
I'd rather not go into the tower.
Absolutely. I mean, how much? If it's not a rude question.
Could you manage 50... Oh, 100?
Oh! Absolutely. Oh, yes. I mean, will 100 be enough? I mean, 150? 200? 160?
Oh, yeah. Well, now, Alexei, it's dinner tonight. Few tips. Oh, and it's weekend, isn't it?
Ah.
Would 200 be all right?
Oh, please. Oh, tremendous. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. away and have it for you here when you get back.
Yes, well, that'll be splendid. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you a lot.
Thank you so much.
No, not at all. I mean, my privilege. Oh, really, I mean.
Yeah. Oh. Hello, dear.
What are you doing?
I'm kissing you, dear.
Well, don't.
I
heard about lunch.
What? Oh, that all. Oh, think nothing of it.
What?
It was the smallest of accidents. Could have happened anywhere.
Anywhere? First you move that nice family in the middle of their meal, and then you attack Lord Melbury with a chair.
Look, Sybil, I've had a word with Lord Melbury about it. He was quite charming. It's delightful to have people like that staying here. Sheer class. Golf, baths, engagements, a couple of hundred horses.
Well, I've never seen such tatty case.
Of course you haven't. It's only a true upper class that would have tat like that. That's the whole point. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, but don't ever move guests in the middle of a meal again. And get that picture.
So right. would you do me a favour? When you're down in the town this afternoon, would you just pop... Just between ourselves, don't mention the wife. Pop into the bank. Could somebody answer that, please? Hello? Is there nobody who can answer that? There must be someone. Not you. That's my holiday, do it then. Hello, Fawlty Towers.
Hello,
Fawlty
Towers. Basil, it's 6 o'clock.
Ah, Polly. Did you catch it?
Yes. Mr. Fawlty.
Good, good.
Could I have a word with you?
What?
Could I speak to you in the office of a document?
Polly.
It's very important.
Peter, Peter.
Basil.
Yes, I'm just going, dear. Thank you. Thank you so much, Polly.
She moved to that room.
Ah, good evening, Major.
Evening, Fawlty.
The usual?
Why not indeed? Yes. Why not? I just been watching one of those nature films on television.
Oh, yes?
Did you know the female gibbon gestates for 7 months?
7 months? Yeah. Well, I never. Here you are, Major. Seven. Oh, my word. Ah, good evening, Miss Mary.
A gin and orange, a lemon squash, and a scotch and water, please.
Seven, yeah.
Oh. Is there any part of the room you would like us to keep away from? Oh. We'll be over there, then.
Seven. Well, well.
Evening, Fawlty.
Ah, good evening, Lord Melbury.
Anywhere.
Yes, anywhere. Anywhere. Lord Melbury, may I offer you a little aperitif as our guest?
Oh, that's very kind of you. Dry sherry, if you please.
What else? Such... Oh, I don't know what.
Je ne sais quoi.
Exactly. Exactly. Ah, there you are, Sybil.
Good evening, Major.
Evening, Mrs. Fawlty.
There you are, your lordship.
Oh, thank you very much.
I see my little collection of coins tickles your interest.
What? Yes.
Old British Empire, of course. Yes. Used to be quite a hobby of mine, little investment too.
Yeah, quite. Talking about, did you manage...
Yes. There you are, your lordship.
Oh, thank you. Nice. Oh, yes, you know, these sorts of things, their values soared this last couple of years.
Have they?
Oh, yes. Now, you take my advice. You get them revalued and insured for the full amount.
Yes, I will.
You can't take any risks nowadays, I'm afraid.
No.
Well, I must be off.
Well, thank you very much, your lordship. God bless you. Yes, I'm just talking to Lord Melbury, dear.
Gin and orange, a lemon squash, and a scotch.
I do apologize. I was just talking to Lord
Melbury. I was thinking. You see, I am having dinner tonight with the Duke of Buckley. Do you know him?
Not personally, no.
Oh, well, he's a great expert, you know, Sotheby's and all that. You see, if you liked, I could take them with me, ask him to have a quick look at them, and find their current value.
Would you?
Yes, certainly, yes. Now, I'll be off in a few moments.
Basil!
I'm talking to Lord Melbury!
A lemon squash and a scotch and water.
All right.
Oh, Mr. Fawlty,
was that Lord Melbury? Is he gone?
I will. Mr. Fawlty, I must speak with you.
What? Can't you see I'm busy?
Please, it's very important. Can we talk in there?
I can't.
It's very important.
I'm just getting something important out here, Sybil. Thank you.
Yes, that's all right. Yes, yes, well. Well, yes, yes, right, yes.
What, Lord Melbury?
Yes.
He's not Lord Melbury. He's a confidence trickster.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Brown told me. Mr. Brown's from the CID. They've been watching Melbury because he's pulling some big con trick in the town. They're going to arrest him as soon as he leaves here so as not to cause you embarrassment. But he asked me to tell you so that
you wouldn't... Oh, how nice of you.
Oh, please, Mr.
Brown. Oh, I don't know what other tales Mr. Brown at MI5 has been impressing you with.
He's a con man.
Oh, yes, of course. It stands out a mile, doesn't it? He's so common. Unlike that cockney git whose ulterior motives will soon no doubt become apparent to you, poor, innocent, misguided child that you are.
Basil, what's going on?
Nothing, my dear, nothing at
all. Mrs. Forty.
Now, look.
Yes, Polly.
I don't know what...
Basil! Mr. Brown is from the CID. Huh? He showed me identification. They're watching Mulberry. He's a confidence trickster.
I see.
What do you mean, you see?
Let's have a look at these valuables.
What are you doing, Sybil? Sybil, I forbid you to open that safe. Sybil, I forbid you to take that case out. Sybil, do not open that case. I forbid it. I have forbidden this. I never thought I would live to see the day.
Why not?
A peer at the rep. Trust to us. Case of balance. In trust.
Mr. Fawlty, he look into case and find is full of bricks.
I'll call the police. They're already here. Mr. Brown's outside. Someone at reception, Basil.
All right. Good evening.
I believe you were expecting us.
No, I was expecting somebody else.
Sir Richard and Lady Morris.
Yes, yes, them as well.
I'm sorry?
How did you know?
What?
Oh, you are Sir Richard and Lady... Ah, do beg your pardon. I was just... would you mind filling this out, please?
Oh.
We've given you room... Aha.
Fulton.
Mr. Porter, to you, Lord Melbury.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, please. Forget all about it.
Ah, well, let's see. Check for £200.
Ah, thank you so much. And now, about my priceless collection of coins.
Oh, yes, do you still...
Do I still want you to take them to be valued by the Duke of Buckley, my lord?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't. Because we just heard that the Duke of Buckley is dead. Yes, got his head knocked off by Gothball. Tragic. Well, how are you, Lord Melbury? How are you, then? All right, mate. How's me old mucker? Any valuables to deposit, Sir Richard? Any bricks?
Oh, no.
I do apologize. You bastard! Well, but if you overlook in the park, I'm sure you'll like it. We'll have your bags brought up. Oh, and may I introduce your wife? Hello, Lord Melbury. Bastard!
Lord Melbury, he running in and out of hall with Mr. Brown and other policemen chasing. And they wrestled to floor.
Do please excuse me one moment.
And Mr. Corby, he go over to Lord Melbury and kick him in stomach. Oh, he very upset. And Lord Morris, he very upset too.
Morris.
What are you doing?
We're leaving.
Oh, no, please stay. You'll like it here.
I've never been in such a place in my life.
You snobs! You stupid, stuck-up, toffee-nosed, half-witted, upper-class piles of... What?
Sorry, Mr. Fawlty.
Oh, I better put the picture up. Thank you, Polly, for the... Well done, Manuel.
Okay.
Oh, olay.
Sorry about that, Mr. Fawlty. Can I buy you a drink?
No, I better put...
A gin and onions, lemon squash, and a scotch and water page, right?
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It's Manuel again, waiter of the year at 40 Towers. Please, now you listen very good to what happened when Polly and Manuel is in charge of hotel for weekend.
Hello, 40 Towers. Yes? Yes? No, this afternoon, that'd be fine. No, it's 16 Elwood Avenue. 16? That's it. Thank you.
Can't put these outside, eh, Sandra?
Polly, this is where we'll be if you need us. There's the number. So if Mr. Stubbs wants to know anything when he comes, just ring. But don't if you don't have to, love. It's the first weekend we've had off since Audrey had her hysterectomy.
Don't worry. I know what they've got to do. Oh, somebody called about a garden gnome.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's in and they're going to deliver it this afternoon.
Oh, good. Golf shoes. Good morning, Major.
Very well, thank you.
Now, does everyone know about dinner tonight?
I think so.
But you'll be able to manage breakfast tomorrow, will you?
Oh, it's just the ladies and the major.
Where are those shoes?
One moment, please. I will get your bill. Get your bill.
Manuel, get your bill.
I will get your bill.
Get, go, go.
Get, good.
That's it.
I will get your bill.
Polly, oh, Manuel, put those in the case. You... Will you come in,
please? Ah, Manuel.
Oh,
one moment, please. I will get your bill. What? I will get your bill, see? What are you talking about? Hey, listen, no, please. Today we have beef, bill, or sausages. Bankers. Shut up. Eh? Shut up. Oh, see, shut up. Yes, I understand. Well, yes. Will you please shut up? See, I shut up. Now, while we're away... Shut up. Shut up! Now, while we're away, gone, clean the window. Okay? Oh, look, cuando nosotros somos away. What's away in Spanish? Huh? You know, away. Away! Oh, si, si. No, we're away, clean windows. Green. No, look. Clean the windows.
Morning, Porter.
Morning, Major.
The window, see?
Look, Mr. Porter.
Ah, good morning, ladies.
Elsa and I think you're a very naughty boy, don't you, Elsa?
Oh, God. Oh, really?
Going away for the weekend and leaving us all alone.
Ah, yes.
But we know where you're going. The cat's out of the bag.
You and your wife.
Well, it's very phantom.
I will have a lovely time. It could do you good. You need to get away from things.
Yes, well, we're going together.
Don't you worry about us.
Oh, all right. Now, you know the men are coming to do some work here?
Oh, yes.
So you have to go to Glen Eagles for your din-dins tonight.
Yes.
Yes, and Polly will be in charge if you need anything.
Oh, and have a lovely weekend. And don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Oh, just a little breathing, surely. Well, I must buzz off now. Polly, I have asked you, please, not to leave your strange drawings lying around the place. I mean, I'm sorry, what is this supposed to be?
Can I have it?
Would you give me that stapler, please? I mean, what is the point of something like that?
No point.
No point?
Well, what's the point in being alive?
Beats me, you're stuck with it, I suppose. Would you give me the stapler?
You don't go on at me.
The stapler!
Sorry.
I mean, what's the matter with you today?
Didn't get much sleep last night.
Well, we are leaving you in charge.
I didn't do it to spite you, I promise.
Oh, good. Well, you won't feel so tired then, will you?
Forty Towers? Basil.
Who is it?
It's Mr. O'Reilly, Basil.
It's odd. Must be about the garden wall. Hello, O'Reilly?
Now, look, when you get me to finish our garden wall, we are sick and tired of having that pile of bricks blocking the... Listen, I told you not to call. You know my wife thinks Stubbs is doing the doors. Well, what time will they be here? All right, 4 o'clock. Now, listen, if there's any problems, tell your men to get Polly to call me, you understand? Next week's definite, then, is it?
Oh, good. Well, that'll be nice, won't it? I mean, we waited for that wall about as long as Hadrian.
No, Hadrian. The Emperor Hadrian. He had a what? It doesn't matter. I'll explain next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You don't really believe all that, do you, Basil? We've been waiting 4 months. Why should he do it now?
Oh, I think he will this time, dear.
You'd used Stubbs.
We'd have had a huge bill.
Look, you get what you pay for. O'Reilly's a cut-price cock-up artist.
Oh, Sybil.
Stubbs, he may pay a little more.
A little more?
Yes, a little, but he does a really professional job and he does it when he says he will. You'll see. When's he coming?
Oh, about 4 o'clock, I think, dear.
And you're going to wear that jacket, are you?
Yes, I am, thank you, dear, yes.
You just haven't a clue, have you?
You wouldn't understand, dear. It's called style.
Yeah! They're here, Basil.
How fabulous.
Do try to be agreeable this weekend, Basil. Now, have I got everything?
Handbag, knuckle dusters, flick knife.
Come on, Basil, don't hang about.
I'm just coming, dear. Now, Polly, the men will be here at 4 o'clock. You know what they're doing?
Well, they're footing the door through to the kitchen.
At the bottom of the stairs, and...
And?
And blocking the drawing room door.
Blocking it?
Just blocking it off, girl, so we get a bit of privacy away from the plebs. Don't you take anything in? Where's my cap?
It's
okay. Oh, and one other thing. When the men come, they won't be Stubbses, they'll be O'Reilly's. Where is
it? What? O'Reilly?
Yes, yes.
Does Mrs. Causey know?
I don't know. Well, probably. I wouldn't mention it, though. They don't quite hit it off.
But together. You know
I have to change it. Stubbs has got a virus or something.
Well, she said you were never using him again. I don't want to be...
Look, he's sending his best man. All you have to do is take a quick look when they finish. All right? Any problems, call me. Right? Have a nice weekend. Goodbye.
If she asks me, I'll tell her.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Polly, so much. Yes, I've always been a great admirer of her.
And suddenly now my friend Polly and me is in charge of best hotel in England. She very nice. She make painting of me.
Oh, that's wonderful, ma'am. Well, just hold it a second.
Okay.
I quiero subir a paro dormir.
Oh, no, please. You must speak me English. It's good. I learn.
I want to go upstairs in a moment.
Okay.
I go upstairs.
Ah, she is easy.
For a little sleep.
It's difficult.
For siesta.
Siesta? Little sleep?
Yes.
Oh, same in Spanish.
When O'Reilly's men come, you must wake me.
When O'Reilly's men... Oh, si.
No, ma'am, listen. When men come here, Senor O'Reilly...
Ah, when men come?
You come upstairs and wake me up.
Yeah.
Despierte me.
Ah, si. When men come, I subiré a tu cuarto a despertarte.
Antes que empiezo a trabajar aquí, si?
Comprendo.
Finish.
Eh? Oh, good. And now I, Manuel, am big boss of everything.
Manuel! Manuel Towers, how are you? It's nice today. Good. Goodbye.
Well, suddenly a man come in, and he carries big dwarf with pointed hat for garden.
Oh, good day. Hello, how are you?
Number 16.
C16, but no eat.
What?
16 is free, but not possible.
Is this number 16?
No, this lobby, 16 upstairs on right.
Who's in charge here?
No, charge later after sleep.
Where's the boss?
Boss is, I boss.
No. Where's the real boss?
Okay.
The generalissimo.
Madrid.
Look, just sign this, will you?
Si. 16.
What?
You want room 16?
No, I don't want a roommate. I'm just leaving him, right?
You want room 16 for him?
Yeah, with a bath, you dig old twit.
You mad? You pay for room first. You're crazy. For room 16, no room 16. No pay, no room 16. Faulty Towers, how are you? Nice day. What? No. He not here. Very, very sorry. Goodbye.
The day now?
Ah.
Hello, men. You are men.
You what?
You are men.
Are you trying to be funny?
Huh?
I said, are you trying to be funny?
Funny is but not here. You are men with orally.
What?
You orally men.
What does that mean?
You orally.
You watch it.
Where orally?
What's he going on about?
He means O'Reilly.
What? Oh. Yes, that's right, yeah. We are orally men.
Think he's a plank. Please, I go, you wait. You wait too, please.
I am remember what Polly said to wake her when orally men come.
Polly? Polly? Polly?
But she very fast asleep, and I think it's okay. I can handle them very good. So I go back to reception.
Hello, Fawlty Towers. How are you? Nice day. Oh, you again. No, I see he not here.
He not here. Very, very sorry. Goodbye.
Come, come.
You men know what to do?
I think so. This is the dining room.
You are certain you know?
It looks pretty straightforward. We just got to block this one off.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you again. Now listen. He not here. How many times? Where are your ears, you great big half-wit? He not here. Listen.
Oh, Mr. Fawlty. I'm very sorry. Very sorry, is you? Yes, it's me, Mr. Fawlty. Polly, no, she very busy.
Men, yes, men are here. Men are work. You work, men. Yes. Yes, man with beard. Please, which one is man with beard?
Comprendo. One moment, please. You are a hideous orangutan.
Suddenly, man hit me very hard.
Thank you very much.
One next morning, Mr. Fawlty come back and he no very happy.
Basil Fawlty, you remember? The poor sod you do jobs for. Well, now, how are things your end? Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, now, how would you like to hear about things my end? Oh, well, up to your usual standard, I think I could say. A few holes in the floor, the odd door missing, but nothing you can't be sued for.
Good morning.
I beg your pardon?
Good morning.
One moment, please.
Did you say good morning?
See?
I see. Well, what are you going to do now?
Hey?
What you do now?
I shall have breakfast.
Ah, well, let's see you then.
See? Where is door? Door is gone. The door was here.
Where?
I, Mr. Fawlty, knocked my head on wall. Where was door yesterday?
Oh, dear.
Good morning, Major. I'm so sorry. I'm afraid the dining room door seems to have disappeared.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There it has. It used to be there.
Yes, when I was silly enough to leave the hotel for a few minutes.
Yes, well, these things happen, you know. Now, I wonder where it's got to.
Don't worry. It's bound to turn up.
Oh, have the newspapers arrived yet?
Not yet, no, Major. And then, well, will you please show the Major how to get in the dining room by the kitchen?
It's difficult.
Oh, Major, will you please show Manuel how to get in the dining room by the kitchen?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Come here. Come on, watch it.
Now, look here, everybody. I want my dining room door put back in. This other one taken away by 1 o'clock. You understand? No, I don't want to debate about it. If you're not over here in 20 minutes with my door, I shall come over there and insert a large garden gnome in you. Good day.
Sorry, Mr. Fawlty, but my man just won't work on a Sunday, and that's the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, how long's it going to take you?
Well, I'm working as fast as I can.
Well, it better be fast enough. I mean, she is here in 4 hours.
Tia.
What?
Brewed a cup of Brenda.
Oh, lovely.
He hasn't got time to drink that now.
Biscuit?
Oh, these look good.
Come to me now. Will you get on with it?
Look. This lot here, an hour and a half. This one, easy. Lick a paint, 1 hour. What time is it now?
8:50.
All right, 8:50 and 2.5 hours is plenty of time. Give us a list.
No, you can have one when you've done the door. Polly, take them away. You can have that when you finish the door, too.
The trouble with you, Mr. Fawlty, is that you worry too much. You keep it up like this and you'll have a stroke before you're 50. Stone dead, you'll be.
Suits me.
That's a dreadful thing to say.
Not at all. Get a bit of peace.
Don't be so morbid. The good Lord made the world so that we could all enjoy ourselves.
Look, my wife enjoys herself. I worry.
Well, let me tell you, if the good Lord meant us to worry, he would have given us things to worry about.
He has. My wife. She will be back here in 4 hours, and she can kill a man at 10 paces with one blow off her tongue. Oh, and I suppose not to worry.
Just remember, Mr. Fawlty, there's always someone worse off than yourself.
Is there? I'd like to meet him. I could do with a laugh.
You just have to worry for the both of us. I'm telling you, if the good Lord...
is mentioned once more, I shall move you closer to him. Now, please!
What is it here?
Hide!
What?
Hide, I'll try and get rid of her. Hide!
Where?
In there! I'll try and stall out. God help! Hello, Sybil.
Hello, Basil.
Well, you finished your girl further.
We haven't started yet, Basil.
Where are you going now?
Happy steps.
Oh, dear, it's such a lovely day. Let's go for a walk. We haven't done that for years. Oh, Sybil, I nearly forgot. You're not going to believe this. Let me show you. There. Look at that. There's stumps for you. Cool. Mind you, I warned you, but still, a reputable builder like that.
Stumps?
Wicked.
Where's O'Reilly, Basil?
Ribbon.
Where's O'Reilly?
O'Reilly?
Yes, O'Reilly.
Sybil, you never cease to amaze. I mean, just because of this, you automatically assume it has to be O'Reilly, right? I mean, you just assume that I have been lying all along, right? I mean, why O'Reilly?
Because his van's outside.
Well, he's here now. Of course he's here now. He's here to clear up this mess that your Stubbs has made. That's why his van's outside. On a Sunday, I mean, that's what I call service.
I agree.
You do?
Yes. But if Stubbs has made this mess, then I think they should come and clear it up.
Well, yes, but I mean, there's no point now that O'Reilly's here, dear. I mean, we want it done straight away.
Yeah, well, there's no point in paying money to Mr. O'Reilly when Mr. Stubbs would have to do it for free. I'll call him now.
Well, he won't be there on a Sunday, dear.
Well, then I'll call him at home.
Oh, getting a bit of chip in the old leg this morning. Not to worry. Anyway, I called him at home, and he's not there.
When did you call him?
Oh, first thing, before I called O'Reilly.
Wasn't that rather early for a Sunday?
Well, I called him just a few minutes ago, just before you arrived. There's nobody there. Oh, yes, hello, Fawlty Towers, yes. Who? Yes, I think you'd better have a word with my wife. Somebody from Mr. Stubbs, dear.
Hello, Sybil Fawlty. Well, it is a complete mess. Well, could you come straight round and put it right? Would you like to deal with this, Basil?
So you see, we could possibly manage it for at least 3 weeks. But if you want it done straight away, I suggest you try someone like, what's his name? It's, O'Reilly?
Bravo, Polly. Well done, girl. But listen, where are you speaking from?
She's in here with me, Basil.
Well, I should have told you.
Is that somebody there trying to pretend that they're from Mr. Stubbs' company? What sort of game do you think you're playing? I mean, really, could you believe what some of these people do, Sybil?
I am going to make you regret this for the rest of your life, Basil.
Well, fair enough, I suppose, but I think Stubbs is partly...
Basil! Don't you dare give me any more of those pathetic lies!
Oh, right.
What are you pretending for? Did you really think that I would believe that this shambles is the work of professional builders? I mean, people who do it for a living.
No, not really, no.
Why did I trust you, Basil? Why did I let you make the arrangements? I could have seen what was going to happen. Why did I do it?
Well, we all make mistakes, dear.
Stick together, you never learn, do you? You never, ever learn. We have used O'Reilly 3 times in the last year, and each time it has been a fiasco. That wall out there is still not done. You got him in to change a washer in November, and we didn't have any running water for 2 weeks.
Well, he's not really a clever dear.
Well, then why did you hire him? Because he's cheap.
Oh, I wouldn't call him cheap, Sybil.
Well, what would you call him then?
Well, cheapish, but I mean...
And the reason he's cheapish is he's no bloody good.
Oh, Siri, doing such a thing. I mean, he's not brilliant.
Not brilliant? He belongs in a zoo.
Oh, Siri, you've got to give anyone the benefit of the doubt.
He's shoddy, he doesn't care, he's a liar, he's incompetent, he's lazy, he's nothing but a half-witted, thick Irish junk.
Hello, Riley. How funny. We were just talking about you. And then we got on to another Irish builder we used to know. Oh, God, he was off!
I was talking about you, Mr. O'Reilly.
Well, you do? I thought you were talking...
Come, Mrs. Forty.
I'm coming.
Oh, dear me, what have I done now?
That and that.
Not to worry, I'm putting it right.
Not to worry?
You've heard of the genius of the lamp, Mrs. Forty. Well, that's me.
You think I'm joking, don't you?
Oh, don't smile.
Why are you smiling, Mr. O'Reilly?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Mrs. Forty, I like a woman with spirit.
Oh, do you? Is that what you like?
I do.
Oh, good.
Now, Sybil, that's enough.
Come on, then, give us a smile. I have seen more intelligent creatures than you lying on their backs at the bottom of ponds. I've seen better organized creatures than you running round farmyards with their heads cut off. Now collect your things and get out. Never want to see you or any of your men in my hotel again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to speak to a professional builder. Hello, Mr. Stubbs. It's Sybil Fawlty here. I'm sorry to disturb you on a Sunday morning. We have a slight problem with a couple of doors we'd like you to take care of. When do you think you could come round and take a look at them? Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That'll be fine. See you then. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Well, I think I shall go over to Audrey's now, and I shan't be back till the morning. Oh, Basil.
Yes, dear?
What is that doing here?
It's your garden end, dear. Isn't it nice?
Well, don't you think it would be better in the garden?
Yes, dear. Good idea.
Oh, no. Basil, put him back. On second thoughts, I think I'll leave him in charge. I'm sure he's cheap, and he'll certainly be better at it than you are.
Have a nice day, dear. Don't drive over any mines or anything.
Midget.
Where are you going, O'Reilly?
Would you please
take your tools back and continue with the work?
Well, I caught in view of what Mrs. Forty was saying.
You're not going to take that seriously, are you?
Well, I thought I might. You thought you might?
What sort of a man are you, O'Reilly? Are you going to let her speak to us like that?
Well, she did.
No, she didn't. She thinks she did, but we'll show her. We're not just going to put that door back and take that one out. We're going to close that one off and put that one through as well. We're going to do the best day's work you've ever done, O'Reilly.
Mr. O'Reilly worked very hard, and everything is fixed good. The next morning, I am look for Mrs. Fawlty at front door.
Morning, Fawlty.
Ah, morning, Major. Papers are here.
Ah, good.
Notice anything new, Major?
Another car strike.
Never mind.
Morning, Major.
Oh, good morning.
Never mind.
Oh, right. Ah, you found it. I knew you would. He lost it, you know.
Mr. Fawlty, she come out. She come out.
Quick.
Morning, dear.
Did you have a pleasant evening, dear?
Very good.
Ah, Mr. Stubbs, my wife says there.
Good morning, Mrs. Forty.
Oh, Mr. Stubbs, this is most awkward. I'm afraid I have to apologize. My husband has put me in rather an embarrassing situation once again. I was going to ask you to do some work here.
Yes?
But I was away last night, and when I came back just now, well, it appears to have been done.
Everything all right, dear?
Oh, I see.
I mean, it'll probably all fall down by lunchtime.
Oh, do you think so, dear? Well, let's ask a real expert. Do you think it'll all fall down by lunch, Mr. Stubbs?
Oh, no, no.
No, Mr. Stubbs wouldn't agree with you on that one, dear.
It's a very good job.
Oh, did you hear that, dear? Very good job. Oh, none of us likes being wrong, dear. I certainly don't. And then we knock through this door here, and we close this one off.
What did you use? RSJ?
No, 4x2. Not bad, Ada. And not expensive.
No, I mean for the lintel. Did you use an RSJ? You know, an iron girder. Or did you use a concrete lintel?
No, a wooden one.
But that's a supporting wall.
What?
Quite.
Well, thanks very much for coming over this morning.
Just a minute. You mean that isn't strong enough?
That's a supporting wall, Mrs. Fordy. You could give away at any moment.
Any moment?
Yeah, called out the floors above. Look, keep this door shut so that I can get Screwjack to prop it up before the bloody lock comes in. I don't know, cowboys.
Basil! Basil!
But Mr. Fordy, he march out of house and he take under his arm garden dwarf with very pointed hat.
I'm going to see Mr. O'Reilly, dear. I think I might go to Canada.
And thank you again for listening, and please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.